Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Rihanna.
Are you subscribed to any streaming services?
So, don't tell Netflix this. So, am I personally subscribed to it? No. Are my parents and some of my other friends subscribed to the various accounts and I piggyback off of it? Yes.
Okay. So, I'm in the same situation. I'm not paying like $14. What do I look like?
Because of like how expensive I got, yeah, I have a couple, but I generally stay off of like watching a lot of like the new shows on streaming services and stuff. You know, during certain holiday seasons, like I'll watch streaming a little bit more like during Halloween when there's a lot of horror movies that are streamed. But just generally speaking, I'm underwhelmed by it a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of an unpopular opinion. I'm with you, but maybe that's just because I'm justifying not paying for it. But at the same time, not paying for it, you're losing out on not just new media that they're making with their in-house production company, but whatever media they've licensed and have, you might not be able to get it anywhere else.
There's something with that. Like, you're paying for it, but you don't, like, own it, and you're consuming it at home. However good, like, the viewing experience is only as good as the sound system you pay for, the television you pay for, how comfortable your seat is. At least with, like, modern movie theaters, I know that's another industry that's struggling really well. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have moved to, like, a subscription-based model where you pay, like, $18 to $22 a month for an access to a certain number of movie watches. I think AMC does about 3 movies any format per week. So you get 12, you can go see 12 movies in person a month for like $20 a month. So that's the only like subscription for media that I really pay for, is I do pay for one of those because I'm a big movie guy. So I love seeing new releases. I love, especially since I'm a big horror movie fan, that allows me to really get the bang for my buck, because watching a horror movie on the big screen with an audience is how horror is like best watched, in my opinion.
Yeah. And that works for new films coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's films which people treasure or don't treasure, but added something to film history anyways that might fall through the cracks. And I think people have chosen this in general, in a market sense, people have chosen streaming over renting or owning DVDs or owning the media itself. But it kind of concerns me, especially as someone who's like a fan of some older niche media. I fear things getting lost in the mix, even if maybe I'm the only one who cares about them.
No, I definitely don't think you're the only one that cares about them. It's super great going into they're more like movie museums now, kind of. It's not the same business model as like a Blockbuster Video or anything, but the video rental places that exist that are like small, like private collections by movie fans that exist around, they're really great for preserving those things. But unfortunately, like, you know, those physical copies only last for so long until they run into problems themselves. So with a shift towards these things being preserved on these streaming platforms with control and access, largely monitored by them, and with what's seeming like when Netflix first came out, its selection was fairly broad, but while they still have a lot of content now that so many other movie studios and people are, you have to like almost collect them all per se, and rolling out availability on certain titles at certain points of the year are important for their business model to like try to drive up subscriptions consistently throughout the year. Hence why during Halloween you get all the horror movies on there. But outside of that, the horror movie selection on those streaming platforms are very poor. They want to try to capitalize on that type of thing. So it does make me fearful, because you already see also with these streaming platforms how they'll like change and alter movies based on whether it be different change sentiments of the time. They'll be like, oh, that comedy, not coming down on any side politically on that, but like, oh, that comedy is not in aligns with It's Okay Today, it's bad for our branding to have it easily available on there. We're going to strike this episode, or we're going to strike that thing from this thing. Yeah. Kind of, if they're willing to do that from there, it has me concerned about just in the future, like how that thought process is going to keep happening when it's only available digitally and can essentially be altered for everyone that has access to it without much argument or thought. They can just go in and do it.
And there are things that, yeah, the streaming is definitely a benefit to most people. If you're not like a someone who's really super into film in a way where you're like, I need to seek out this specific cult film, streaming makes a lot more sense in that case. And in that sense, physical media has definitely become a hobbyist thing for some people. Because when you rent, you don't own that media. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the DVD, it's not yours, but I think that makes it a much more accessible model. That's why rentals for VHS and DVD existed, because sometimes you don't want to buy a whole film, especially if it's something you've never seen before. So it's almost essential, I think, for rentals to exist if DVDs are going to exist. But yeah, there's something in addition to that about the experience of getting to go to a rental, a DVD rental, that is kind of special, I think, that you don't get that with streaming at all.
No, absolutely. I was still I think Blockbuster started going out of business when I was around like 11 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. So I still had like fond memories of walking through like a DVD rental store. And I honestly, when those went away, I was really sad. You know, mm-hmm. the ritual of it being like a Friday, school's over, or work's over, whatever you have going on, and then you go to a physical place where you interact with other people and you see the new releases, you look for niche stuff, and you pick out a list of things you want to watch throughout their weekend. That's an experience that the digital platforms has really tampered down on, unfortunately. In-person places like Cap City Video Lounge here in Tallahassee, I mean, that's a place you can go talk movies with people that are also as interesting movies as you, get good recommendations, find selections of movies that you had no idea ever existed or still existed in circulation. Those spaces are allowed to flourish because of that switch over. Small stores like that, you know, were run out of business by Blockbuster and other DVD rentals that, you know, bought up a lot of those stores in its time when that was the popular media. Mm-hmm. But now, since physical media is only a fraction of the market share with like movie commerce and stuff like that, those small non-for-profit DVD rental spaces can't exist without the threat of being bought out or run out of the market. And it really can be a nice alternative place for movie lovers to hang and interact.